This is the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes.
What is going on, everyone? We're back for another week of the new Minnesota Rundown, the new and improved. Now that we're making fun of Around the Horn now, we're doing the face-off bit. I'm your host, Boss Man. I'm going to be judging the best takes between our very own Zuch and Lanceman, the Timberwolves guy. What's going on, guys? You guys fired up about this new format or what?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely interesting to see how this is going to go down. It's my first episode back after a two-month hiatus, and the last time we were doing this is we had guests and a bunch of other random things. So I'm excited. We're going to see how this goes.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Zuch has to say. Excited to get on here and debate.
All right. Yeah, I mean, if you guys can limit it to like under 100 F-words, I think you'll have Bubba beat from last week. So, all right, first question. You guys ready? Each of you get a minute. I am too lazy to pull out my phone and to actually time you, so I'm going to trust. Okay, JJ is going to do the timing. Thank you, JJ. It's all about teamwork here at The Take. All right, Lanceman, let's start with you since you are technically away. You're our guest. Will the Timberwolves, your team, by the way, will the Timberwolves finish above or below 500 this year?
Man, that's a tough question. Years and years of suffering as a Timberwolves fan, and maybe we finished above 500, I think, one time. I would say no, sadly. I don't want to be a pessimist, and it's sad to say, but when you got a guy like Malik Beasley in the team, he's going out there trying to date 40-year-old women. It's kind of hard to have a guy on your team that's going to – it just doesn't add up. Cat and D'Lo, great players. Offensive studs, are they going to be able to do anything on the defensive end? I don't know. I think this team has potential. I just don't think it's going to click this year. Maybe like a few games under 500. Wouldn't surprise me if we're finishing over 500. But I flat out just don't see it. I just really don't see it this year. Maybe 10th in the West is my prediction.
Okay, quick follow-up question, though. Do you think that Scottie Pippen's wife is hot?
It's hard to deny
can you
that
blame
one.
Him? Okay.
No, I can't. I mean, okay. I really can't.
You know? All right. I'm just making sure we're spitting out factual evidence on this program. Zuch, 1 minute on the clock. Timberwolves above or below 500?
No. So far below 500, I can't even put it into words. We've been alive for 23 years, most of us here, some of us a little longer, and we've seen only 1 year of above 500. I'm not counting the early 2000s because nobody remembers that. No, this team is not going to win more than 25 games this season. I'd be surprised if they get to that number. Not a very good team. I just don't see any chemistry happening either with a short, you know, not a short offseason, but Anthony Edwards coming in for 2 weeks and then, you know, playing three games and expecting him to be anywhere near NBA level. No, it's not happening. They won't be very good.
All right. We're all in agreement there. Fuck the Timberwolves. Next question. Vikings are currently 6-8. Lanceman, is Zimmer gone this year? Are you pulling the Donald Trump hit? You're fired. Is that happening?
You know what? I think it might be time. It's funny, you know, Minnesota fans, they're always the nice ones. They'll give their guys, you know, a long leash. And I think the patience is run thin. If you're seeing Minnesota fans finally upset and saying to fire Zimmer, which I've seen some of my friends say, I think it's time to move on. I mean, you have a pretty good offense overall. I mean, people can debate Kirk all they want, yada yada. The defense isn't great, but I mean, Zimmer's had his chances. I think when you just have a team like this with this much talent, you just can't squander it. And I think it's time for him to go. It's time to get out. I don't know who they're going to sign, but I think you got to move on. You got to can him.
Okay. All right. Zuch, 1 minute.
I'm going to go with no. I think he keeps Zimmer one more year because I don't think it's his fault that the defense is so bad this year. They don't have Danielle Hunter. They don't have Anthony Barr. They don't have Michael Pierce. And now Kendricks goes out in the last 2 weeks. They really needed him. I think the guy that needs to go is Gary Kubiak. We need a younger offensive mind in this room because he just – you can't run a 3rd-and-1 up the middle into the teeth of a man who's sucker-punching your lineman and expect to get a first down out of the deal. I mean, I know you got a great running back, but you're running over – Akeem Hicks. Come on, man. That was dumb one. And then you're in a play action on fourth down. It's time for him to go. I think Zimmer gets one more season with a healthy defense, and then we'll see what happens.
As a rebuttal, though, can't the head coach override the coordinator?
Yes,
so shouldn't 100%. He be intervening more?
But he's never been an offensive guy. He's always been the guy that goes, oh, I'm going to hand my offense to the offensive coordinator, which, honestly, that could go on. That could be – And you know what? You're making me think about my answer here.
Suits, your lack of confidence is not helping you.
No,
I better
you
not
made
say
me
it.
You made me think about this now. Now I'm on the side with Lanceman here. I think they should can him because he should be telling his coordinators, hey, probably shouldn't be running it up the middle on a third and one late in the game when we need a touchdown. But I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence,
okay,
man.
On
it's
the
50
fence.
Fit, coin
final,
flip.
Final answer.
I because he rebutted me and made me think about it, and I'm like, well, yeah, he really should be telling his coordinator.
Do you remember when Joe Rogan asked Kanye about foreign policy, and he just sat there and changing his answer? That's what Zuch is in here right now.
I'm too much of a homer for that question, dude.
He is.
All right.
Way too much of a homer.
Question number three. New Year's resolution, Lanceman. I hope it's to actually make it to the 10K studio because you've been working here for 9 months. I've never even seen you in person.
Yeah, that's probably number one, but, you know, that is probably number one. It should be. But also, I think my New Year's resolution also is to stop betting on so many parlays. That is just, I've been throwing money into a fire pit by doing that. I've won some money just betting regular games, but the parlay betting's got to stop. I also got to stop giving hope to, you know, in general, I got to stop letting my emotions be affected by sports. I have only suffered through pain in my sports career for the most
part.
Your
life is just being significantly worse and lower quality because of the sports teams you've chosen.
I mean, I would say so. I mean, over my younger career, I mean, I would really let it ruin my day, frankly. And I would go to school and just be upset and it would ruin my day. And I'm not going to allow that anymore. I'm not going to let it dictate my emotions. If my teams do good, they do good.
Well,
and I think
set
I just
your
need
expectations
to do
low enough. Anything's a good day, right?
That's absolutely true. Absolutely
right.
Correct.
So, okay. Parlays. Zuch, what do you got?
I'm kind of in the same boat, only mine is not throw any more money ever again on any Minnesota sports team in any parlay because they just cannot get it done ever. Last week, I had a five-team parlay here, and it was the Bills to cover, Miami to cover, and then the over for the Tampa Bay game and the over for the Kansas City game. Nailed all four, and then what was my fifth? Homer take. I take the Vikings to beat the Bears. What? They don't beat Mitchell Trubisky. That doesn't happen. He's 5-0 against us. I mean, he just marches up and down the field. You
stat.
Let, man, you just, yeah, I can't be betting on Minnesota sports. I'm just going to pretend they don't even exist anymore. I'm just going to bet on everybody else but them.
So I'm glad our priorities are straight here because instead of saying quit gambling, we're just going to gamble in different ways.
For sure. I mean, you can't quit sports gambling. I mean, especially in a time right now. No. What else is there
it's
to
too
do?
Hard.
No, exactly. That would just decrease the quality of life talking about.
Indeed.
Okay, next one. Tanner Morgan, Lanceman, elite or trash?
Well, if there's no middle ground, I'm going to have to go trash. Throw him in the dumpster.
Window
I mean,
blew off the, off the studio. Sorry, repeat that. I think I can feel like raindrops or something.
Yeah.
I said,
snowing in the building.
I mean, since there's no middle ground, I'm going to have to go trash. I mean, you have what? All. One of the best receivers in college last year, Tyler Johnson with Rashad Bateman. And, you know, I know he loses Tyler Johnson, but you're going to come back with Bateman. And he got exposed this year, I think. I mean, clearly they weren't that good. They pounded the ball. So he didn't get much opportunity. But I think I saw he had 7 touchdowns and 5 picks. I mean, Tanner Morgan, if we're going to go on one, he's a fraud. He's trash. He's not elite. I remember when people had him maybe one of those mock drafts where he was going to get drafted high. That is a joke. No. Tanner Morgan is trash.
So you're debunking hashtag tank for Tanner, which is what our very own JJ slash Mike Hawk slash Kirk Cousins started.
For the first year, I might have been on board of that, but last year, I think it's shut down.
All right, all right, all right. Fair enough. Hot take. No, I'm kidding. Not really. Zuch, your opinion.
I'm in the same boat. He looks like he's 40. We don't even know if he really has any college eligibility left. I mean, truthfully.
I am 12.
I look at the same thing Andrew said. He had 3 very good receivers last year. 2 of them returned for this season, and he threw 7 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. It kind of speaks for itself. Minnesota fans love to get hyped up after one good season for any player, and I think that's what they just got ahead of themselves. I heard Tanner for Heisman at the beginning of this season, and 7 touchdowns
so
and 5
like
interceptions.
People like Jake who like they – they're kind of kidding, but they deep down they kind of believe it,
which is fine. It's your favorite team, man. When a guy has a season like last year, but sometimes you got to sit back and look at it and go, he did have three very good receivers. Rodney Smith was very good, and his offensive line was very, very good and gave him a lot of time to throw the football. No, he is not elite, and I wouldn't put him in trash, but he's average, middle of the pack. He's, you know, not going to win you a national title, so that's where I am at with Tanner Morgan.
If I just had a minute,
Jake, this is the one show that does not involve you, and you're still yelling shit.
Nope.
All right.
For Tanner.
Okay, speaking of the Gopher frauds, Lantzman is Gopher hockey frauds. By the way, to set the stage, they haven't had to play someone in a real conference, the NCHC. They're playing in that big profit-sucking Big Ten conference. Do you think when they have to actually play anyone outside of that conference, like, you know, Duluth, UND, UMD, Denver, do they just get killed? Do you think they're frauds, or do you think they're an undefeated hockey team?
So I guess my knowledge of the Gopher hockey team isn't very, you know, deep. But as far as I can see, they have a very, as a Steelers fan myself, very fraud-like setup here.
Frauds,
winning all just undefeated, and then, you know, they're going to have to step out, even though the Steelers fashion, they didn't really play anyone. They just got beat by bad teams. But once this Gopher team plays those likes of Duluth and UND, those scary, scary big, you know, you better be scared of those teams.
I can't handle this.
I think they're going to get exposed for who they are. I mean, it's Minnesota sports. That's all I know. I mean, I don't know much about hockey, but knowing the Minnesota way, that is what I would say.
Okay, fair point. Zuch.
They're not fraudulent. They're 8-0. They've played two top 10 teams so far in Michigan and, well, okay. Penn State is not a top 10 team. They were, for some reason, ranked in the top 10. So by stat, they have two top 10 series wins. Realistically, they have one. They've won all their games. They've handily won all their games. And they have all the top players from in-state playing on their team. This is one of the things with Minnesota. When they get their top in-state talent to come to Minnesota, they're good. There was these years where they had people going to St. Cloud and they were going to UMD. But no, this class, they stayed home. They went to Minnesota and they look very good. They're fast. Their goalie is insane. He has two or three shutouts so far already. That's no matter who you're playing, a shutout in hockey is very good. And he's number one in almost every single stat. They are not fraudulent. And when they play these teams from the other conferences, they're going to show that.
All right. Moving on to our sixth out of our seven topics for tonight, we have what is the worst Christmas song. We're airing this episode 2 days before Christmas, so this seems like a very fitting question at the time. Lantzman, 1 minute, you get to start.
So growing up, I mean, and the classic, you know, going to church on Christmas Eve and just riding around in the car with your parents, it was radio and it was Christmas songs over and over. There were a lot of good ones, but there's one that sticks with me that, now looking back at it, painfully bad, the Hippopotamus Christmas song. I mean, I'm not sure if everyone's heard that, but
please,
like,
sing
I want a little
points.
Hippopotamus. It's like, I want a little hippopotamus for Christmas. Something like that. But that song, I listened to it today just to remind me, because I haven't really listened to radio in quite a while. And I just think about that now. And if I heard that now as an adult going to do errands, going to work in the morning, I would punch my radio straight, like, just destroy, I would rip it out, because that would just make me so mad.
Can you imagine you're just driving down the freeway and you see a radio just tumbling
just
down the road,
the window?
Well, if I'm in the highway going to work in traffic and I heard that as an adult, I'm mad. Ruin my day.
The chick who sings it sounds like she has like a sinus issue. I'm not quite sure.
I think it's a child. Is it a child?
Yeah, I feel horrible for saying it now. Absolutely, but regardless, it's a horrible piece of music. Okay. Yeah, you know what, Cardi B, your move. No, I'm kidding. Zuch, worst Christmas song.
I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, and it might be rightfully so, but I actually hate Christmas music in general, and it's more than 10 songs I could bring up right now, but honestly, it's just not good music to me. It's corny and cheesy. I just wouldn't – even in the holidays, I just, you know, working at Cub, I work at a Cub Foods, I hear that shit nonstop 24 hours a day. And it's just, it infuriates me. I have to put my AirPods in and just ignore customers. I just walk around the store with my AirPods in and listen to my music because I physically can't listen to it.
Well, now, now you and Bubba have a thing in common. You both worked at Cub and you both ignored customers. So there's another thing you can throw on your...
There's a few other things Bubba ignored, but we'll leave it at that.
Some Bubba slander is always good for the bit. Okay, last question on here. Is Tiger Woods' son elite? There's been a lot of talk on Twitter about this kid. People love to compare him to his dad, even though like they're like, look at his son, how he follows through. It's like, yeah, that's how any golfer follows through, you donut. But, yeah, is his son elite? 11 years old, wants to just be like his dad and wants to play golf. Lanceman, 1 minute on the clock.
No, I mean, is he elite in terms of just like, you know, an elite golfer? I mean, at that age, I would say, yeah, he's elite. The hype. I mean, you saw the things that, like you said, the follow through and all that, the things his dad does. But when he hit that putt and he did that fist pump, you know, you kind of touch your heart. You're like, dang, you know, he's falling in the footsteps. Now, we don't want him to fall in the off the course footsteps, clearly. But if he can avoid doing that, this kid has a bright future. I mean, I don't know a lot about golf, but it looks like this kid is something special. He's doing what his dad did on the course, and I think he stays on that path. He's elite. This kid's elite.
Yeah, when I saw that fist pump, I just like the inner John Gruden voice in me was like, I love this game, man. All right, Zuch, is Tiger Woods' son elite? 11 years old.
Yes. I don't know if you guys saw this summer. He was actually playing in another amateur tournament with kids his age. And he put up a -3 in 9 holes and beat the next closest kid by 8 strokes. The kid's elite, and he's going to be probably just as good as his dad was, because if you were watching this kid, a 5-wood to 4 feet in sinking an eagle putt, I haven't done that, and I've been golfing 2, 3, 4 years now. It's like the kid he's something special. But I do agree with Andrew. He cannot follow in the footsteps of his dad off the course. Otherwise, that's just going to be a disaster, because he looks like he's got all the tools and more already. So, I mean, he's going to have a lot of girls flying for him. So he's going to have to, you know, keep composure on the course and off the course. And I think, yeah, he's elite. He's going to be elite, too, for years to come.
Tom Brenneman voice, plenty of holes in his future. Oh, God. Golf joke. All right. Well, that concludes all 7 of our rounds, and it's now time to announce our winner. Winning with a score. God, I suck at this shit. Winning at a score of 4-3, we had Zuch. Now, I'll go through my reasoning here. You guys both put – it was tough. It was tough decisions. You know, it was a lot of split decisions, judges' decisions, all the brain cells, which there's about 4 left in my head after today. the first question was, will the Timberwolves finish above 500 this year? I gave it to Lanceman because Lanceman had – you know, he named some players. He kind of named some reasons why. Zuch, to your credit, though, you were just basically slandering the Timberwolves for a whole entire minute, which is, you know, always acceptable in these walls.
Reasonable.
Yep. The second question of, you know, is Zimmer going to get fired? I had to pick Lanceman because Zuch rolled back his answer.
Yeah, that was bad. That was very bad. Dropped. I have no defense for that. That's just so fraudulent, and that's just shameful.
Just,
should be shame for that.
Yep, he just dropped his entire opinion halfway through the take.
I really did just abort it. Just was like, see you later.
Now, I did like your New Year's resolution. I know I'm a big parlay guy, Lanceman. When you said that, that just it deeply offended me because I think parlays are the way to. I think
I'm going to keep doing them.
I think that. Okay, good. Yeah, you better. Kidding. But the Minnesota sports teams, I have lost so much money gambling on Minnesota teams, especially just when you play the homer card. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not gambling with your head. It's all in your heart, which, you know, mine is black thanks to this state. Next one was Tanner Morgan, a leader trash. I gave it to Zuch because of the comment about him being bald. I think that's very overlooked. I think it's very funny that the guy is bald at a young age.
I mean, he literally looks like he is 40 years old.
He can't be young.
And even last year, he was a redshirt or whatever. When he was a redshirt freshman, they showed him on the sideline. I was like, who?
I mean, he's been a great quarterback. He's a good guy. But, like, I don't care who you are. That's kind of funny.
I mean, at least, like, shave your head a little bit. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
it's – yeah, okay.
A shaved head. Not just like
Worst Christmas song I gave to Lanceman because he did sing for us. Yep. And then the tiebreaker went to Zuch just because you did a little bit of homework and you looked back to some of I didn't even know the kid played this summer, and apparently Twitter didn't either, because this was the first time.
No, I didn't.
But they worshiped this kid, you know, over the last few days. Like, but apparently he's been playing. So, you know, for all you who are saying this kid just picked up a golf club. No one picks up a golf club, especially at that age, and does that. So, but you know what? Plenty of opportunity, Lanceman, for you to get another contest back. I guarantee if you're looking for a good win, you can go against Bubba, maybe in a future contest, or maybe Andy. I'd like to thank you guys for joining us.
Absolutely.
Any finishing thoughts here on your guys' performance tonight? Jake, shut the fuck up. This is the one episode we've ever filmed in here that you're not on. And you're like,
and he's,
you're,
just
he's
over
backseat
like,
hosting me. He's,
he's backseat
he's like,
hosting
I'm,
right
I'm like
now.
Giving my opinion on something. He's sitting there shaking his head at me.
He's like,
you're your backseat.
No,
Jake
is a gopher
hosting.
Guy through and through. He
don't
he,
so,
a lot of pride for his.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
closing,
fair. I mean, my
sorry,
knowledge of
gophers
ain't much, so.
Sorry,
closing statements
sorry,
would be Merry Christmas.
Sorry I'm not as perfect as you and I don't own a Vexlar. I wish I was at your level of coolness. Oh, you should. Yeah, you should also throw your metal credit card on the table.
Oh and, my god!
Yeah.
Closing. Actually, I have one of those. Zuch, closing arguments. What do you got?
Well, Merry Christmas. First is my first closing argument, and my
you're
second
offending
closing,
people of other religions. Next question.
My second closing argument is: I have no doubt that the Vikings are going to roll in this week and somehow beat the Saints because that's just how the Vikings are. That's my closing statement.
Okay, Lanceman, any final thoughts for all the listeners out there?
Well, final thoughts. Zeus did a good job debating. I showed my lack of knowledge in some areas. But besides that, I would say for these next 3 weeks of NFL season, bet all the money you have on the Ravens every week. It is free money. Just do it. They will not lose a game. Just trust me. Trust
but
me.
What if Lamar Jackson has another accident in the middle of the game?
Maybe it happens.
TikTok quarterback of all time.
Allegedly, yeah. I don't get what that guy
that
is.
My betting advice for the last few weeks.
All right.
Merry
well,
Christmas.
If you guys want to read some of Landsman's blogs, he is our Timberwolves writer. He was covering all the Malik Beasley drama, and people said we blew it out of proportion because that's what we do here. But if you want to read some more of our blogs, you can go to 10ktakesmn.com. You can look us up anywhere, Twitter, Insta, TikTok, Facebook. You search 10,000 takes or 10K takes. You're going to find us somewhere, probably being retweeted by Barstool, former Vikings quarterbacks. We're the celebrities of the internet. We're the next big thing. You know, that's what we say here. So, yeah, we want to thank, you know, Zuch and Lanceman for joining us for another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. Make sure you tune in next Tuesday for another clown show. You guys weren't as bad as Bubba and Coleman. That.
Yeah.
This, I think we stayed under the over-under a fuck said in an hour
yep.
too. So
I want to congratulate you guys on helping us go this way instead yeah. of this way. That's always a good thing. So, yeah, thank you all for listening. And this has been another episode of the Minnesota Rundown presented by 10,000 Takes. And we will see you all next week.